listener production.
Good morning, it's Ibanez Taylor with your latest local news. Queensland's peak social service group has slammed the scrapping of the Youth Justice Select Committee, labelling it shameful. The group, tasked with navigating ongoing reform to our youth justice system and support for victims of crime, was disbanded after a motion was moved in State Parliament this week. QCOS CEO Amy McVee says whilst it's disappointing, she's not surprised.
It is really disappointing and disrespectful in many ways that we would have a process that the community has engaged with in good faith, that so many people have given up their time, their resources, because they had faith that this process would lead to some solid outcomes.
Meantime, many central Queenslanders feel like the volume of crime is rising. But Dr. Justin Reedy from the School of Criminology at Griffith Uni believes our perception is swayed by social media coverage.
These cycles of crime are pretty typical. So, for instance, if you look at the long-term trends, crime is down about 8 to 10% from 10 years ago. If you compare that to the 2012-2013 reporting period.
A new steelmaking coal mine is finally opening today near Moranbah. 10 years in the making, the Olive Downs facility will have a 79-year mine life, employing more than 1,000 people, with a yield of up to 15 million tonnes of product coal per year. Meantime, the Electrical Trades Union is praising a new piece of Queensland legislation. The Queensland Energy and Jobs Plan was passed in Brisbane yesterday and ensures 100% public ownership of key energy assets. The ETU says it will put downward pressure on energy prices and support CQ energy workers through the transition to renewable energy. And a big breakthrough in the research of meningitis, which will have life-changing impacts for babies suffering from the potentially deadly infection. The University of Queensland has discovered the two types of E. coli that causes around 50% of infections in babies.